Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, Clarissa Burt.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa and we are back. You are in the limelight. Yes, and we are back on Facebook Live. We had a couple of weeks there where we were having some glitches technically, and I had some physical glitches because I just passed the last 2 weeks pretty much with a rotten cold and traveling. And shout out to everybody in Hannibal, Missouri, because I had a blast when I was up there, Randy Park and all of his T-Rex, Printex gang. And so we're back and we're good. And I'm so excited about today's show because we're talking today about super influencer women that are building business empires. And, you know, you got to hear their stories because everybody thinks that, you know, building an empire may not be the most difficult thing in the world if you, you know, if you come from a golden spoon background, or you've got, you know, it's easier for you in your childhood. And I can promise you that that is not the case, especially with my first guest, who I happen to know and haven't seen in a while, and was really thrilled to know that we could catch up here on the show today. So I'm going to welcome on Tina Aldatza and say, hello, how are you? And where the heck have you been?
Clarissa, hi, how are you? Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and I can't believe it's been a while since we've seen each other, and I'm so glad we're catching up. Lauren, by the way, is our next guest, everybody, just so you know.
I was not just looking at her beautiful picture, and that's why I like OCD'd out and said her name, because I'm like, God, her skin is amazing.
I know. Well, you know, she's in the cosmetics business, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But again, great to have you back on. Great to see you or hear from you. Really excited. You know, we are on Facebook Live, so if you want to follow on Facebook Live, you can do that too. But let's get down to business here, because I know that, you know, I watched your videos and I've looked at your website, and you were so kind back in the day to even send me some of your product, and it was not easy beginnings for you. I know that you probably don't like to talk about that every interview that is done, but I really do feel as though it's best to share with the listeners, you know, just exactly, you know, how you can overcome some pretty, let's say, rotten beginnings, if you will. You want to touch upon that a minute? Why don't you touch upon that for us?
Sure. Well, you know me, so you kind of understand. I'm half Mexican and half Irish, so I came from both bottoms of the barrel that built this great country, America, that we live in. And as a result of extreme socioeconomic disadvantages, I had a lot of obstacles to overcome in my life, including domestic violence, child abuse, child neglect, drug and alcohol addiction from my parents. It's just a real, you know, beep show. I don't know what else to say. But the thing is, what also happened to me, this insane injury occurred when I was only 9 years old. I stepped on hot coals that were buried in the sand at the beach, and that resulted in severe burns to my feet. Well, growing on in throughout my life, we ended up living in a shelter for battered women because, you know, my father was trying to kill my mother. It was just so many crazy things happened. Right. And on that path,
and you were the oldest, right? Weren't you the oldest, taking care of all the other younger children?
I'm the eldest of six. Yes.
Right.
And my
youngest
brother just recently graduated university and moved to New York, and he's working in finance. So it's all about breaking the cycle, and families can be plagued with domestic violence, alcoholism, drug abuse, childhood, all of these things can continue on and on and on unless we choose to not be the victim of our circumstances and change the cycle and break not only the glass ceiling, but break the brick walls in front of us. So
absolutely. Absolutely. No, I know. And I, you know, I, 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 I hate to say I love stories like this, but I really do love stories like this because I too feel as though there were some, you know, things that had to be overcome in my childhood as well. And I don't know that anybody on the planet doesn't have something somewhere along the line that, you know, they needed to address as they mm-hmm. were growing up. But certainly, you know, being the eldest of six with a mother that was, you know, very disengaged and a father that was abusive for you could not have been very easy. So as I understand it, one day you went outside, or you were on your way to school, and you ran across this beautiful, lovely lady that was, you know, getting into a limousine, and you said, "Hey, wait a minute, you know,
that could be me too." Pulled up, yeah, in front of my elementary school, and I was like, "What the heck is going on?" I couldn't believe this kid was getting out of a limo to go to fourth grade, and I was like, "You know what? I'm going to get one of those someday. I'm going to ride in one of those."
And you do all the time.
Yeah.
So, okay. So because of the mishap that you had on the beach and your feet were burned, the bottom of your feet were extremely sensitive and that made it very difficult
for
you.
Kind of like the inside of your wrist. That's how thin the skin is on my feet, on the bottom of my feet now.
Okay. And so you decided to create a product that would help people feel a little bit more comfortable in their shoes. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, I worked in the fashion industry. I've worked for Victoria's Secret, and then I moved to New York City when I was 25. And then I worked with all the supermodels on runway shows, working for BCBG Max Azria. And we would literally take blades and scratch all these designer shoes up on the streets and stuff tissue in the toes. And I'm like, what are we doing here? Doesn't anybody have designer insoles for women's high
heels?
There's
got to be a better way. What years were you there, by the way?
What? I'm sorry?
What years were you in New York City?
I moved there when I was 25 years old in 1996, and I lived there for 6 years.
Yeah, and I was already gone. By 1996, I was already out. But in the 80s, I was on those runways in New York City.
I know.
And we used to scratch the bottom of the shoes.
People think model life is so glamorous, and it is hard, hard work, and it is not easy. I mean, you know, you just said that you got back from traveling, and you had a cold, and, you know, we suffer as women and to always look good in front of a camera and be on point and going from one meeting to the next to a black tie gala to a dinner to a, you know, you always want to look good on the go. And I like to create products that solve those kind of problems for us.
Right. So after that, then what happened? You, I'm just fixing something here on for my face. Hold on 1 second. Okay. And then what happened was that you created, how did it come to you to create foot pedals?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to change into sneakers walking through New York City while wearing my high heels. I just didn't want to do that. I mean, California, we drive from one end of the parking lot to the other, right?
Sure.
So I had a rude awakening, and I was hobbling through the streets, but I figured out, God, there's got to be a better way. And I was in, I was actually on a date, and I had kicked off my shoes, you know, under the table while we're eating dinner. And this guy that I was on a date with looked down, he's like, "What is that in your shoes?" And I had these big blue pads inside my shoes, and I just felt like this wave of embarrassment.
Embarrassment.
And disgust, you know, like who's the hot chick with the orthotics,
well, I'm
you know,
sure
like
it's
so gross. So,
I mean, you know, there's, like, that's not the end of the world, but okay, so foot pedals, which are absolutely adorable, came to you, and you went and you had them. I think they were the first prototypes that came along, and then you had to find an investor, correct?
Yes. I do not have a formal education. I did not go to business school. I do not have rich parents, quite the opposite.
Right.
I stopped going to school at 15. I finished 10th grade, and I've been working full-time ever since. So I kept going in front of angel investors and banks and trying to get SBA loans, and it's really hard. And everyone kept saying, "Do you have a business plan? Do you have a business plan? Do you have a business plan?" And I was like, "I don't know how to." The plan is I'm going to make a whole lot of these things, and we're going to sell the heck out of them. So that didn't fly with the bankers. So I actually got put in touch with an angel investor. I did not even know what that meant at the time.
It was a father of a friend of yours, right?
father-in-law of one of my childhood friends, yes. Mm-hmm. And he was known for investing in Latino businesses.
Right.
So I showed him my plan, him and his wife. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, could you shoot holes in this? Because it was right after the dot-com bubble had burst. So there's all these investors and people out there. And I was like, oh, I bet these investors would like to have a tangible product, not just selling concepts of air, what internet, you know?
Right.
So I know how to make products. I know how to sell them, and I know how retail. So I showed him the business plan, and he said, you know what? I was like, could you just tell me what I need to do to show it to the real investors?
Really?
And
yeah.
He was like, I don't think you need to go anywhere. He handed
That's
me a
awesome.
Check for $10,000.
I know he did. That's amazing. And that was how you got it. It's your start was
yeah, that's
through
exactly
that. And then
how
you
I
started
got
to go to trade shows or that sort of thing?
Yes, a whole bunch of trade shows. And at one of our very first trade show, one of the stores that bought our product was Patricia Field. At the time, Sex and the City had just launched. Now, she's the costume designer for Sex and the City.
Right.
So having, you know, building a brand, building a lifestyle product, all has to be very authentic and has to be something that you live, breathe, eat, sleep, drink, and, you know, you emulate. So
sure.
She saw the value in that. And, you know, other models and actresses and even yourself, you know, you saw this was a solution-oriented product. So we built
right.
the company up, me and my best friend, over the next 10 years. And people were laughing. They were like, oh, you're going to have to sell millions of those things. And we're like, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. I know.
Yeah.
That was so
and you
cool.
know what?
I saw that
we
in your, the interview that you did on, I followed your interview on YouTube. And you were like, yeah, so what's your point?
I'm like,
okay.
you don't think I can do that, and you did.
You know? And you did, which is really
extraordinary. And we ended up selling the company at our 10th year for $14 million. And watched it being traded on the stock exchange, New York Stock Exchange, which was just, I mean, that was, to me, that was like the biggest
sure it was.
Slam dunk moment, you know, just going like, ha ha, see if we can do it.
Well, without a doubt. Okay, so that wasn't enough just to do one, you know, big company and take it, you know, and take it to the level that you did. But you started another venture. Which
yes.
was the wipes.
Yes.
Why am I not finding the proper name? I'm sorry.
Savvy Travelers.
It's in my notes, but tell me what it is. Savvy Travelers. There you are.
Savvy Travelers. So
right.
Okay, so you just said you've been traveling, you caught a terrible cold on the road. We're road warriors. Every
yes.
single thing that we're doing, it's fast lives, fast beauty. I've created, with my best friend, this collection of designer beauty wipes that are basically products you can't live without. Now, they're not considered liquids. So let's say you're carrying on a bag. You don't have to stuff all these little things like antiperspirant deodorant, antibacterial liquid, facial cleanser, toner, moisturizer, mouth and teeth wipes, nail polish remover wipes, bottom wipes, cell phone and eyeglass wipes.
Right.
Antibacterial surface wipes. Did you know that 52% of all business travelers are now actually women?
I didn't know that, but we do have to go to break. So hold that thought. You are
okay.
in the limelight with Clarissa Burt, and we will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
I'm busy and so is my family. Leftover pizza and unhealthy takeout isn't really doing it for us anymore. Just ask my bathroom scale. That all changed when I found Freshly. For less than $10 a meal, Freshly delivers 6 meals a week, always fresh, never frozen, prepared by top chefs and nutritionists using the best, freshest, gluten-free ingredients. The best part is the menu is always new and fresh, just like the food, and it only takes 3 minutes for me to prepare breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and there's no messy cleanup and no dishes. My family loves the choices and the taste, and Freshly delivers to my home and my office, so I eat healthy all day, every day. If you're tired of the same old cardboard delivery and takeout, try out Freshly.com today and save $20 on your first order using coupon code VAH $6.39 at Freshly.com. Your taste buds and your scale will thank you. So save $20 today with coupon code VAH639 at Freshly.com.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers channel. Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Well, you'd think it was a limelight, wouldn't you? But we're having a little bit more of technical glitches. No big deal. You know, these are the kind of things that you sort of come across when you are live. And we are live and in the limelight with TNL Dots today. I'm thrilled that she's here. You know, this is one of those superstar women who really came from nothing, maybe even less from nothing at a certain point, and became extremely successful to the point where, you know, she's been highlighted in the LA Times. She's been on CNN. She's been in Forbes magazine. You know, she was given a business award from Comerica Bank in 2015. Is the woman, what is it called? The Woman of Entrepreneurship, I believe, honor. Yeah. She's a National Latina Business Women's Association winner, the Business Women of the Year in 2011. And I could go on and on and on. And let me just ask you that. A question. Mm-hmm. Do you ever stop and say, you know, gosh, I'm really proud of myself? Or do you ever say, you know, it's just not enough yet. I don't feel like I've really hit the mark yet. And I'm going to continue to work real hard.
Oh, no, I'm very, very thankful and very blessed and, you know, grateful for everything in my life, even the hard times. And I think that it's important that I continue to forge ahead and be a role model to young women, young Hispanic women, because, you know, we're paving the way, but they're our future. So, yeah. You know, it's important that we celebrate our wins and, heck yeah. I mean, I totally, you know, on my 45th birthday, I bought myself a Birkin bag. Like, you know, just markers, things like that, you know.
Yeah. That's a great bag, by the way. I'm not going to
really
say
is,
that. I'm not going to say, Tina, that I have every color Birkin bag on the planet, but they're not. I'm going to say they're not the real deal. They are, you know, they're sort of, they're look-alike. But they're Italian look-alikes. So Italian,
yeah, yeah.
You know, they do.
Well, I bought mine and it's red for good luck.
There you go.
It matches nothing. Therefore, it matches everything, right?
Right. So you were telling us as we were going to break, you were telling us a little bit about Savvy Travelers and, you know, how you and you always mention your business partner.
Yes, she's my very best friend.
She's
like a super sales guru, genius.
Yeah. And guys, how do you be best friends and business partners at the same time? Isn't that almost impossible?
Everybody, I think that there's a, like, really, I think there's a bad rap out there. I don't know who started it, but, you know, to tell you the truth, I mean, I just think that we have more fun than anybody. We laugh our asses off, you know, 24/7. And
right.
We also have extreme different personalities, and we met through business. We worked together, so that's how we met. We actually didn't like each other in the very beginning. Well, I liked her, but she didn't like me. And
well, that's a little bit of a classic, you know. We didn't like each other in the beginning, and now we love each other. I've heard that a million times.
I mean, we became like sisters because Max Azria told us to take the business global, and she was in charge of international sales.
Right.
And I was in charge of merchandising. So we had to travel the world together, and, you know, it just became fun, and I can't imagine doing business with anyone else.
Of course, as if you didn't have enough to do with the businesses that you have. I know that and even through the conversations that we've had in the past, that giving back for you was very, very important, and especially to underprivileged women. And I know that you work, or girls, and or girls. And I know that you work also with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters there in Orange County. Yeah. The Girls Inc. Organization is great. You Make a Wish Foundation. You work Miracle Flights for Kids. And you know, you're just always out there in the public eye, a public eye also, but also, you know, in the community, helping other those that are less fortunate. So why don't you tell me, A, why that's so important to you, and B, give me a, maybe you've got a story on hand of someone that you were able to personally help that that you know you've made a difference in their life.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, you know, it's all about right now, Savvy Travelers, that's my life, working with people that you trust. But I can tell you, last week I did an event that was called Women to Women, and I was invited to speak on a panel with our Congresswoman, Mimi Walters. And I just couldn't even believe that I was, like, on the same stage as a Congresswoman. These are, like, you know, idols to me.
Sure.
And this little girl, she's a young lady. She's, like, 22 now, but I met her about 6 years ago. And I was so impressed because this chick, this young girl at the time, she was 17 years old, a senior in high school, held a speaking engagement at her home, and she got through my receptionist, my sales team, blah, blah, blah. And I was so impressed with this little girl, Natalie, that they were like, what do you want to do? She just won't give up. I said, I want to meet her. So I found myself in her backyard speaking to, you know, 50 young ladies, and she came last week and said, I came because of you.
Oh, wow.
Because of all the things that you said, and you know, their home was so humble, and her parents were there. They made, you know, Mexican food for us. Like, it was just so touching. And to see somebody go out there and really make a difference, not only in her life, but others, and pursue her dream. She just graduated from Cal State Fullerton with a communications degree.
Right.
That's why I go out and speak about the things, not because I want somebody to feel sorry for me, but I think it's important for us to inspire, be leaders, and live our lives by example.
Absolutely. So what's next for Tina Aldatz?
Well, you know that my biggest push right now is to really create this Wipeaholics subscription. I want to create, it's like the Dollar Shave Club, but for women. And it's all wipes, single use, individually wrapped. We were getting sick on the road all the time because, you know, you're touching, well, that no matter how I say this, just, this doesn't sound right, but touching hard surfaces like door jams, you know, tray tables, all of these things that we're touching. That's what's getting us sick. Germs and viruses live on hard surfaces for, you know, up to 2 weeks.
Right.
And you can take all the vitamin C's, but you really, really, really have to make your life simple. It's all about fast beauty, no rinse products. So we created this entire collection really for ourselves because the challenge of hopping on a plane, going to a meeting, then going to a black tie dinner, you know, that's the way that we roll.
So tell me about the whites, apart from, you know, for your hands, right? Just, you know, your hands. Tell me a little bit more about the line.
Okay. So
by the way, anybody who wants to follow in can go to savvytravelers.com to see what we're talking about now. Go ahead.
Yes. Savvytravelers.com. And so, you know, keep these in your car, keep them in your desk, take them with you when you go to the gym. It's individually wrapped designer beauty wipes. They're application specific. So our first wipe is the antibacterial surface wipe. So you wipe down your desk. You know, our desks are home to like 30,000 germs per square inch.
Wow.
In a matter of a half an hour, we touch 300 surfaces. And all you have to do is rub your nose or rub your eyes, and boom, you just transferred those viruses or germs.
Yeah, and you're always touching our faces in some way.
Yeah. And then we've got Speakeasy, which is a revolutionary product. I mean, everybody just goes nuts. I love to, like, take it out of the container, out of the package. Our packages look almost like a condom. They're, like, you know, individually wrapped, you know, these, like, cool little packages that can be so discreet you could carry it in a clutch.
Right.
These Speakeasy wipes, you open it up and you wipe your teeth, mouth, lips, and tongue, and it's an alternative to brushing your teeth or using mouthwash. We're currently in Ulta Beauty, and these are right by the cash register in all Ulta stores.
That's exciting. Okay, so hands, and then you've taken care of sort of oral hygiene for us as well. Anything else?
Yeah, we got bottoms up, so it's these sensually booty bidet wipes. So, you know, that's another one.
Which are awesome.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, really. Yeah, absolutely speaks for itself. And it's awesome because why not? And yes,
right.
You should.
Nail polish remover wipes.
We have lip dot. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
That's one of our newest products. Mm-hmm. And it's and we're talking, this even removes glitter, you know.
You know that that is the hardest stuff to remove of all. That you get that
glitter
stuff on you. I mean, I did that once for a holiday. I think it was Christmas or New Year's. Never again.
I know.
It was nasty to get that stuff off.
Right.
It was
horrible. It's so hard. So
now here's another one I didn't know you have. You've got a lens, camera, and screen cleaner wipe.
Yes. So
see,
you can
I need
sunglasses.
That all the time. Yeah.
Just think about how many times we're putting our cell phones against our face. And then the oil and makeup transfers, starts growing bacteria, and then we smack it upside our face again, and we wonder why we get breakouts.
And I constantly am cleaning all my surfaces, whether it be the cell phone, I wear glasses now since, I was, 41 or so. And so, I tell you, I do not know, because I'm not a dirty woman, I'd like to think. I'm pretty meticulous about things. Those damn glasses, I don't know how they get as dirty as they do, as fast as they do, because I'm constantly cleaning them. But good to know, that, you've got wipes to take care of that problem as well. Also, your computer screen, as you said, your iPad screen, also the cell phone, is constantly. And that's gross. Just continue to put that back on your face. That's not good at all. Can't be good.
Exactly. And oh my God, Clarissa, we actually have a product that is called Limelight. It's black light. So you take it with you, and turn off all the lights in your hotel room, and just shine it on, and you will see. What you really see is like fingerprints, things that you would never expect wouldn't be cleaned, light switches.
Right.
I'm offering anyone who goes on Savvy Travelers a free squeaky clean kit. They're going to get a Limelight in the clear and clean off. It's a $27.50 value. Anybody that makes a Wipeaholics purchase with the code Clarissa is going to get that whole $27.50 value free.
That is extraordinary. And that's just how fast a half an hour goes, Tina, because we've been talking for that long.
Oh,
and so I wanted to make sure that everybody, got the gist of your story, which is an amazing, I don't know if we want to call it an overcoming story, but I do want to call it a woman of great, great strength story. So thrilled for you and all of your grand successes. I know we're going to be hearing a lot more about many more of them in years to come. And I am going to go to break saying goodbye to Tina. We are in the limelight. You and I will be right back.